This is Sophie Mbogwa, your Africa Climate Conversations podcast host. And yes, I know it's a Thursday, not a Tuesday, but yes, I've got some good news. Now, from this coming Thursday, the Africa Climate Conversation is collaborating with the African Development Bank and the Climate Investment Funds, CIF, for an 8-part series on financing change in Africa. Since 2010, the continent's premier financial development institution plays an essential role as a CIF implementing entity, advancing a growing portfolio of renewable energy, forestry, and resilience solutions in Africa.
So about one third of CIF funding has come to Africa. We haven't implemented all of that. Some of the other MDBs are involved as well, but we have mobilized about $900 million, actually $867 million of finance from the climate investment funds, of which the bank has then added a further $1.9 billion, so almost $2 billion, so that our total portfolio of our investments using the CIF funding is about $2.7 billion.
Now, CIF is a premier multilateral climate finance mechanism at the forefront of climate action in developing countries. It has proven the transformative impact of a business model that delivers lower cost, flexible, predictable, and risk-taking resource at scale, founded on strong partnership across crucial development institutions, local organizations, and communities. Now, where is CIF impact felt? It is felt on policies, regulations, markets, private sector engagement, and most importantly, on people's lives.
One of the very interesting features of our business model is that we bring the multilateral development banks together, but also the governments and the private sector and civil society, and other development partners. And at the country level, they are to articulate a joint vision of what the investments are going to be, what a collective of investments will do to start bringing about structural changes. We have created markets where they didn't exist. So we have now financial institutions providing lines of credit for energy efficiency and renewable energy where they weren't providing before. We have the cost of the certain technologies like concentrated solar power having come down. And we have contributed to that.
Through the 8-part series, we will explore the CIF's modalities, a premium multilateral climate finance mechanism at the forefront of climate action in developing countries. We will also go on the ground to see results from the fully funded, fully implemented African Development Bank CIF projects.
We have completed the implementation of the Menengai Geothermal Development Project in Kenya. Mm-hmm. Under the Clean Technology Fund, we have three projects that have been completed. Two of them are in Morocco, the Ouazzazart concentrated solar power project and the Nour 2 and 3 concentrated solar power projects in Morocco. And in South Africa, we've completed the implementation of a wind-powered project with Eskom. We've completed two projects with the Forest Investment Program, or FIP. One in Burkina Faso, gazetted projects, participatory management for Red Plus, and also a second project engaging local communities in Red Plus and enhancing carbon stocks in Ghana.
Isn't this interesting? Yes, be sure to join us next week on Thursday for this and many more. Now, you can stay in touch by visiting our website, www.africaclimateconversations.com, or through Spotify, Apple, Google, or any other channel you access your podcast from. You can also write to us via email through info@africaclimateconversations.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or just subscribe to receive a weekly newsletter by hitting the subscribe button on our website. Remember, this is an 8-part series on financing change in Africa, a collaboration between the Africa Climate Conversations, the African Development Bank, and the Climate Investment Funds, CIF. But remember, our mental health and climate series continues on Tuesday. So until then, kwaheri. My name is Sophie Mbogwa.